It's time to get dirty with your Cyclepass single track report. Cyclepass, open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Accepting bikes now for suspension rebuilds, tunes, tires, and repairs to get you back on trail. Now saddle up and let's go get dirty. The Short Porch winter season is going into extra innings with a considerable amount of moisture in the forecast, and wet trail etiquette is still rule of the track. Trails that you may have found rideable before the storm cycle could need the 24 to 48 hour rule before you get back on track. All single track drains differently, and just a reminder, be kind to the single track and it'll be kind to you. Since this is a historically different kind of winter, rolling into spring, back to winter, back to spring, and then winter again, there's not a lot of beta on this kind of weather pattern, but historically the east side is where you focus early in the season, and the Carson Valley Trail System has over 66 miles of trail. A lot of them are granite and they drain quickly. A portion of the trail system is a Clear Creek Trail, and that goes all the way from the valley up into the upper elevations, so it'll give you your best opportunity to score some single track radness. There's 30 miles of easy to moderate terrain when it is 100% open. The lower to mid zone should dry out pretty quickly. One of my favorites is the Clear Creek Connector back down into Jack's Valley on Clear Creek Trail. It's more of a shuttle ride. You can ride it down and up or do the reverse, but Jack's Valley Loop is a big flat loop out in the valley. It can be accessed from the Jack's Valley Road trailhead. Also from the Jack's Valley Road trailhead, you can access the James Lee Loops as well. 4.1 miles of easy trail. There's also a second trailhead off the Vista Grand Boulevard, the James Lee Park trailhead. That'll put you in the back of the track and closer to that Jack's Valley Loop. This zone's going to be your best bet immediately following the storm cycle for single track radness. For more information on the Carson Valley Trail System, go to carsonvalleytrails.org. And again, just as a friendly reminder, as we wait out another storm cycle, wet trail etiquette is the rule of the track. Don't ride around it, ride through the puddle. And remember, if it's too muddy and your knobs are clogging up, then the trail is too muddy to ride. 101.5 Truckee Tower Radio is not responsible for riders' ability and stupid bike tricks. Trail conditions change rapidly. This report is meant to take you on a trip in your mind, not a trip to the hospital. And always carry duct tape in case you spring a leak. Cyclepass is a proud supporter of the Truckee Dirt Union. And if you are considering donating to the Truckee Dirt Union this year, then during the month of April, your donation doubles in value every day leading up to the Lone Masters Rally at the end of the month. Every donation from the trail signs, website, etc., effectively doubled during April up to $10,000. It takes the whole village to make the trails sing, and the rider contributions are the backbone of the Truckee Dirt Union. Go to TruckeeDirtUnion.org to double your donation now. For a full library of single track radness and to hear this single track report in its entirety, go to TruckeeTowRadio.com and find single track radness on demand anytime. And that's your Cyclepass single track report. Now get out there and get dirty.